Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxon, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast will have conversations with student athletes, coaches, and administration in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features field hockey player Brenna Bayman. Bayman is a two-time captain and set a career high in goals and points last season. The senior discusses her time at Haverford, the team's preseason trip to Ireland, going back in time to visit dinosaurs, and much, much more. Here's how the interview went. So I'm here with Brenna Bayman, a player on the field hockey team. Brenna, how was your summer? You guys are a week and a half, 2 weeks into the year. So just talk about how your summer went and then, you know, how the first couple of weeks have been.
Awesome. Well, I had a great summer. My brother graduated from high school, so I was home for that. That was really exciting. He's going to University of Michigan this fall.
Wow.
Yeah, so he moves in a couple days, actually. So I got to spend some quality time with him. I was working at Haverford doing chemistry research for Helen White, so kind of getting a head start on my senior thesis, which was very fun.
Is it fun though?
I really like working in lab, so I had a great time. I also got to go to the Gulf of Mexico with Helen and the rest of my lab because we collect samples along the Gulf shores from the BP oil spill in 2010. So we got to travel along the Gulf, like in Florida and Louisiana and Alabama. So that was my first week of my job here. So yeah, it was really fun. I had a really great time doing that. And then the field hockey team went to Ireland the week before preseason. So it's been an action-packed summer. It was really fun. We had a great time in Ireland.
Yeah, talk about the trip to Ireland. What was that like for the team to go on that experience? Have you ever been out of the country before? Like, what was that whole thing like for you?
I didn't study abroad in the spring, but I've been out of the country. I've been to France before, in high school, but I don't get to travel out of the country that much. So this was very exciting. It's obviously adventure having the whole team in the airport trying to organize everything. But it was really awesome. It was a bummer that Jackie Cox couldn't come with us because of her pregnancy, but we had all our assistants there, and Melissa and Corey, they did a great job taking care of us, keeping us in line. but actually, one of the goalie coaches that we worked with in Ireland, he'd coached me for 2 years at a summer camp in high school. I did. Yeah, he had come to the States and been one of our coaches. So that was really crazy to, like, see a familiar face in Ireland.
What was your favorite part about the trip?
Probably going to the Cliffs of Moher. We spent a day trip that we were on a bus and went out to the Burren in Ireland. We kind of went across all of Ireland in a day, across and back, to see the Cliffs of Moher. And we got to see an abbey and a cute little wishing well, and a lot of old buildings. So that was really awesome. It was a fun experience to, like, be on the bus with the whole team bonding and then also see some beautiful sights in Ireland.
Did you make a wish at the wishing well?
I did make a wish.
You can't?
No, I can't tell you, though, because then I can tell you after it comes true, maybe.
Okay.
But
transitioning back to Haverford, what attracted you to Haverford when you were going through the whole process?
Well, I knew I wanted to play field hockey in college, and I don't remember if I reached out to Coach or if Coach reached out to me after a recruiting event, but I was looking at, like, Division III, more academic, but, like, smaller school, or, like, maybe D1, I don't know, but it's, like, you never know. I don't know. That's a huge time commitment. And I wanted to play. So I was really drawn to Haverford after I started talking to Coach, because it seemed like a really good fit because it's an academically rigorous school, but it's pretty small. And at the time, my family was living in State College, Pennsylvania, so it would have been like only a 3.5-hour drive to get to school. So that was like an attractive thing to be close to my family. But I think what really sold me was when I came and did an overnight here. I did an overnight at Ithaca College also, and, like, I had a great time there. But when I did my overnight at Haverford, I knew this is where I wanted to come. I actually stayed with Brooke Kelly, who graduated last year, and the team was so welcoming. It was an amazing experience, and I felt like I would really have a place here, like fit in with the team and with the whole culture at Haverford. So I was sold after my overnight.
You talked about you wanted to play, obviously, field hockey in high school. Who were some of your major influences in the sport?
Well, I played club in high school, a club out of Harrisburg, because there wasn't that much going on around central Pennsylvania. And I guess when I started playing club, I didn't know how seriously I wanted to pursue field hockey, but I really liked it. So I don't think I was never like really looking up to any, like, because I mean, professional field hockey is not really a thing in America, but I'd like followed field hockey in the Olympics. But I think that really my coaches have been more of an inspiration for me in field hockey. My club coach, Bill Gaudette, was really awesome and really taught me a lot about field hockey and really like pushed us to challenge ourselves, and I thought that was amazing. I mean, that's why I drove like an hour and a half every day to get to Harrisburg to play club from State College. So that was a huge commitment, but I don't know, I just loved it. I like really loved the team, and our coach Bill would bring in international coaches to work with us, and played a lot of indoor field hockey, which is pretty different than outdoor because it's like a lot smaller, less people on the field. There are some different rules, like you don't lift the ball, it's on the gym floor surface instead of outdoor, but you work a lot on your stick skills and like making smart decisions on the field. So I really liked indoor for that reason, and it was a really cool experience to meet people from different countries and from all over Pennsylvania, because there were girls came from all over the place to play in our club. So
one of the things that you referenced was the hour and a half trip to Harrisburg. How did you balance life as a student as a student athlete when you were in high school with keeping up good grades and things like that?
I guess kind of similar to how I prioritize here. You gotta, you know, do field hockey when you're in field hockey and do your schoolwork the other times and go to bed early, wake up early. I actually find that it's a lot easier to manage my time while I'm playing field hockey because, you don't have so much free time to, like, watch Netflix and, like, hang out with your friends. Like, you know, you have practice and then you eat, do your homework, and go to bed. So, I don't know. I think when I have more of a schedule, it's a lot easier for me to prioritize getting my work done. But obviously, well, for me, if there was ever, like, an academic struggle or something I really needed to get done for school, that would come first. But because I love to play field hockey and, like, would really want to go to play field hockey in high school, I would find a way to prioritize getting my schoolwork done so I could go play.
Is there one particular moment in your last 4 years on the field that stands out above the rest?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, there are definitely some bad moments I remember, some devastating moments, but let's not talk about those. Some great moments. Well, my freshman year, I think my favorite moment would probably have to be during my freshman year when we got into the Centennial Conference tournament, and then we played in the semifinal, and we played in the final, and that was so exciting for me. I wasn't really I didn't play that much on the field my freshman year, but that didn't matter. The excitement was what I really remember, and how happy the team was and how supportive everyone was of each other, and getting those key wins to get us into the tournament and like win the semifinal game. That was the best feeling ever. And especially doing that for the seniors, you know, they really wanted those wins, and like to have the whole team come together and get those wins, like working for the seniors to be in the conference final, that was really amazing. So I think that is kind of like carried me through Haverford field hockey, those moments in the beginning. And really looking up to the seniors. I really looked up to the seniors my freshman year. They had a really great work ethic. So I hope we can do that again this year.
Is there one moment at the school academically that stands out above the rest?
Well, I'm a chemistry major, and I was back and forth about deciding if I wanted to study biology or chemistry. So maybe not one moment per se, but when I took organic chemistry, I had Lou Charcutian as my organic chemistry professor. She actually was also a student athlete here at Haverford, graduated from Haverford, and she was such an amazing and supportive teacher throughout organic chemistry, which is, I guess, a lot of people don't like organic chemistry. I think it's really hard. Not to say it was easy for me by any means, but the supportive learning environment that Lou fostered through that class is definitely why I decided to major in chemistry here at Haverford. And I really appreciated having that kind of support and attention from a faculty member. And I thought it was really cool that Lou went here too and played sports, and now she's a successful scientist.
Yeah, really nice, the balance that you're going through.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that's what I want to do. I want to continue to pursue science. So it's cool to see someone that's like done something similar to what I'd be interested in.
Getting back to this year's team, last year you had a career high in goals and points. What are some of the things that you've done to make yourself better this year, and what are your expectations for the team this year?
Well, I think it was important for me in terms of preparing for the season that I was here in the spring, didn't decide to study abroad, because I really think Corey Waltz's strength and conditioning program really helps us all as a team. So it was really good to like fully commit to that in the spring. It was definitely helpful to be here over the summer because I got to use all the facilities that Haverford has to offer with the gym and the field right here. So I got to play a lot more than I have in previous summers. So that was awesome. I got to play at Drexel in a rec league, which was a really awesome opportunity, playing with a lot of college girls and a lot of other girls on the Haverford team. This is it. I can't believe it's my last season, but I'm really excited. I feel like I've been putting in the work these past couple years, and I'm ready to go all in. I think our team looks really good. We looked really good in Ireland. Now our four freshmen came in really strong too, so I think it's been a great preseason. I'm excited. Definitely taking it one game at a time, though. Don't want to get ahead of myself here, but I think we can do great things.
As you reflect back on your 4 years and you look forward to the future, have you set up any plans for after school?
I'm planning on applying to grad school. I hope to continue studying environmental chemistry, most likely pursue a master's and PhD in oceanography or biogeochemistry more generally. That's the kind of work I've been doing in Helen White's lab at Haverford, and that's the kind of stuff I'll be doing continuing my thesis research on. Also, when we were in Ireland, I really liked the coach that we were working with, and he invited me to come for a year and play on his club team and live in Ireland and work for the school that he teaches in. Yeah, he extended that offer to a couple other girls on our team too, or asked if I'd want to grab some teammates and do that. And I would love an experience to live abroad and continue to play field hockey. So who knows? Maybe I'll end up doing that. I was all set planning to apply to grad school this fall, but that would be a really awesome opportunity. I'd love to keep playing, so can always put off grad school for a year, but we'll see.
Now here comes the fun part of the interview. Here are some rapid fire questions. Just give me the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Favorite sports team growing up?
Penn State everything. I grew up in State College, so PSU all the way.
So your brother going to Michigan, what is that?
Well, actually, so my dad's a professor. He was a professor at Penn State until I graduated high school, and then my family made the move to Ann Arbor. And now he teaches at U of M. So, yeah, right? Huge Big Ten rivalry.
Right.
Pretty crazy, but my family switched like that. We're Michigan fans now. But I still bleed blue and white.
Favorite movie?
Lord of the Rings. Everything.
Really?
Yeah. 1, 2, and 3. Actually, probably 2 is the best. 2 Towers, because of all the cool battle scenes.
Have you done an entire day watching all those movies at once?
Yes.
Favorite book?
Half a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. She's famous now because she was quoted in that Beyonce song, but her books are amazing.
What is your favorite vacation spot?
I went on a camping vacation in Puerto Rico last winter break to 2 of the smaller islands off of Puerto Rico, Culebra and Vieques, and that was amazing.
What song is the most played on your iTunes playlist?
Well, I go through phases, but definitely right now, Lean On by Major Lazer and Mo. I think it's on the radio, too. I love that song.
Now, here are some more deep-thinking questions. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
Which teammate? Wow. Definitely Stephanie Terrell, because she is so positive and happy. She would spin every situation into a positive light. I don't know. If I was getting down, Stephanie would find a way to make the best of things.
Now that you're stuck on a desert island, what 3 things would you bring with you?
What 3 things? A chicken, so it would create eggs, and I would get to eat eggs, because eggs are my favorite food. Okay, so that's 1, chicken. Maraca, because then you could make music. Because presuming you don't have any electricity, but you still need to make some kind of music for fun. And a frisbee also for fun.
You put deep thought into that.
Yeah, I'm thinking seriously. Because you can make shelter, you can find food, but you need need stuff to make life fun.
You have 3 wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, or you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
All right. 3 wishes. Wow. Okay, well, I'm thinking really big picture here. I don't know if that's allowed, but world peace. And that's 1, world peace. 2, end world hunger. And 3, stop climate change and protect the environment.
There you go. All right. If you could have 1 superpower, what would it be and why?
Flying. Definitely flying. Because I love it when you're in airplanes and you look out and you can see all the different shapes of landscape, and the clouds look so cool from up high. I would love to just be able to fly all around and look at stuff. But not too high up. That'd be scary. But it's cool to get an aerial view.
Would you fly what one spot would you fly to? Is there one spot you've never been before that you always wanted to visit?
I would love to see really tall mountains from above. So maybe the Himalayas. That would be really cool. Or just fly all around the Rocky Mountains. Snow-capped mountains look really cool from above.
Definitely. You've been given the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make your movie about?
Oh, wow.
To be rated PG-13.
Okay, PG-13, cool. I don't think there are enough cool, well-done fantasy movies, like sci-fi. I don't know, there's a lot of weird, like, alien stuff going on. But I like... I like stuff with, like, elves and, like, fairies and, I don't know, not, like, lame fairy tale stuff, but, like, a real intense, magical kind of movie.
And, of course, hire Peter Jackson.
Yeah, of course, of course. And it'd be really dramatic, and there'd be lots of battles, but no stupid love interest stuff. That just takes away from the meat. From the battles.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or the future?
Oh, wow. The future's scary. I think the past, definitely. I think it'd be cool to go to the past. Can I go back as far as dinosaurs?
You can go back as far as you want.
Okay, definitely dinosaurs then. And just be a little human. If I could protect myself, I guess, though. Because... it'd be a bummer to travel to the past and then just get eaten by a dinosaur. But it would be so cool to see what they really look like. See all the different foliage. I love the Jurassic Park movies.
You're walking down the street one day and accidentally bump into yourself in the future, from the future. Where do you see yourself in a decade?
Oh, wow. This is getting deep, Warren. Well, I definitely want to continue doing science research in the realm of environmental chemistry. I want to help solve some of the world's problems in that realm of protecting the environment, preventing pollution. So hopefully I'd be a... accomplished researcher, maybe at a institution somewhere, at a university, and I will have published a lot, and people would use my research articles to shape policy that would protect the environment. That'd be an ideal situation for me. And I'd be happy. Most of all, I want to be happy in 10 years, I think.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to it on the Haverford Athletics website. You can also provide feedback by rating the podcast on iTunes. While more fall athletes coming soon, go Fords!